usually people who start their own podcasts or start their own blogs do it so that they can find a way into mainstream media, so that they can get noticed and then maybe get a full-time job. Whereas with you, it's kind of happened in reverse. And I wonder, do you see yourself as kind of the exception to the rule, someone who's had an extraordinary amount of success, but whose success would be tough to replicate for most people trying to break in?
Well, the part that's not hard to replicate is you can make a quality product and put it out there and reach a gigantic potential audience. The hard part is, you know, realizing that potential audience. And, you know, I didn't have a broadcast platform for that, but I had friends who I worked with in public radio for a long time. So, like, you know, one of the big boosts to the show was I was featured on a radio program called Radiolab, which is huge.
Great program on NPR. Show.
And, you know, and I, you know, I think I earned it on the merits of the show, but I also happen to have known those guys for years and years and years. And so that doesn't normally happen. And so as much as my success is kind of on my own and existing in the, you know, in the broad world of the internet, it's, I stood on the shoulders of people in established broadcast platforms. So, you know, Radiolab helped a lot, and KLW, you know, helped fund the show in the beginning when nobody was funding the show. And you do need institutions like that to take a chance on you. And so in a way, I'm a weird case. Like, I'm heavily dependent, or I have been heavily dependent on public radio, my connections and my life working in it, and help with NPRX, my distributor. You know, they're the person who pay me to do my normal job. And if I didn't have a normal job, I wouldn't have made it this far. That was flexible and allowed me to work at night on 99% Invisible. And so all these things contributed to the success. And so that part of it is hard to turn that into a formula and sort of give to someone to replicate. But the parts that you can replicate are, you can make something that is of the quality that people enjoy who like public radio and are looking for more and more. I mean, I don't think that we have saturated the podcast market in the slightest. Mm-hmm. My most popular webpage is the webpage where I recommend other podcasts I listen to.
And I believe it.
And I'm one of those people. I listen to hours and hours of radio and podcasts a day. So in that sense, it's so great to be doing this now.